Spice, if you got good beer, here's a little tip that I'd like to relate. I said, man, fish pie, if you got good beer,
All right, we're going to go to the source and see if we can get a few fishing tips here. Leaf is here. We're going to do a fishing report. How you doing, Leaf?
Oh, I'm doing just fantabulous. How are you doing, Deppers?
I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm guessing that you're doing fantabulous because last we met, you had a couple of interesting expeditions on your plate. You were going to go over to Omak, of course, but also you're going to go out and try the triploid fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What went on?
Well, you know, I kind of had my eye on doing some bass fishing on one of those days. Got just weathered out. I mean, I think you all remember how rainy and cold this last week's dip was. It kind of just had a late dip into trying to let go of winter. But it looks like, boy, it's all smooth sailing after this coming up. So, yeah, I kind of forego the bass fishing a lot of time when the weather's like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I always say trout are cowards, but they'll bite when the weather's crappy. you know, I love those bass because of their ferocious tendencies when they are in the right mood. But, yeah. So, yeah, went over, you know, following those leads on the Rufus Woods thing. Went over driving past Omak Lake. Couldn't believe how glassy and clear it was. Couldn't believe I was driving past it, seeing fish even coming to the surface from up above.
Yeah, I was going to say, you drove by. Wow.
Well, you know, had big fish fever.
Yeah.
By the time I saw Rufus, got out there, totally different story. Upriver wind, had about foot-high waves, and so I decided not to try to inflate and deflate my boat a couple times, which I had stuffed into the back of my rig. And so I just fished from the shore at this place called Coyote Creek, which is it's a great little place if you're just going to try to lob something from the shore. It's got a little inflow water there, got a little bit of a cove, kind of gives a break from the main flow, a little back eddy, which you're kind of always looking for. Especially when there's more water moving through the system like there is right now. Yeah, almost immediately, I think it was third cast, got into one of those mega giant monsters. And
we're
just
talking 20 pounders.
It was
about.
I would say it was definitely uphill of 15, could have been as big as, you know, 17 and a half or something. I mean, it's hard to like. You know, I guess with my experience in working with kelt reconditioning, we make such absurd fish sometimes that you can start to get an idea, but it's hard to judge those fish because when you look at a fish for its length and think about its weight, you got to throw that out the window when it goes to the fish in that system, those triploids in particular.
They're thick, they're deep.
They're almost as wide or tall as they are long. They're almost square. The thing was huge. Yeah. Managed to find the only tree that was out there standing in the water.
Oh, no.
And wrap itself around it.
Oh.
I was somewhat nonplussed.
That's a good word.
Especially when I got into the next couple of fish just being little like 2 pound, kind of skanky, coming out of the net triploids, which is not what I come for. But, you know, I started pout a little bit and decided I needed to go back up to Omak, try to catch that good weather that was going on there. Just a little bit of breeze had started when I got there. You know, it never blew more than 4 to 6 miles an hour, so well, it wasn't glass. It sure wasn't bad. Yeah. I wasn't getting seasick that time.
Yeah.
And got right into fish. They were about where I thought they'd be. At that point, they were over about the 20-foot level. You know, we've been talking about them being over the 30-foot level.
Yeah.
so they're definitely coming in.
Okay.
Saw some guys fishing from shore. I think they had picked up like one or two, maybe. They weren't doing super hot, but I really expect that this week, you know, we're going to have the fish bump in. We have these really stable pressure systems coming here, really nice warm weather. Yeah. I mean, they're not always huge on the bright sun, but, you know, they're getting used to it. They've come up out of that depth. They've been out of the depth for a while. They're kind of getting used to being out in the sunny days. I mean, it's always kind of a lot of white light at Omak Lake, so they kind of get used to it at a point, and they'll even be swimming around on the sunnier days. And I expect this coming week or whatever, we're going to have them in at about, you know, 15 feet, 10, 15 feet, and you'll have a few come dodging in at you in the 5-6 feet of water where you'll see them. And it should get a lot easier from shore. Still could use a boat, but wouldn't be a deal breaker. And then we'll come into this, you know, about 2 weeks from now, you won't even want a boat. You'll just want some track shoes, be running after them up and down those beaches. So
cool.
Yeah, I expect that everything's kind of pushed off with that lake about 2 weeks this year, just because of this longer spring. So look for your sight fishing there in the first and second week of May, probably really in that second week of May. And you won't have to worry about them being all dark, though, yet at that point, which you would kind of on a normal year. Usually that would be late. They'd be in to spawn at that point. But yeah. I think this week, if you're really looking for that proper Lahontan experience, aim for either that first or second weekend of May, and it'll treat you right.
Good tip. And do you want to talk about openers, lowland openers, or you want to let that go until next time?
We'll talk about that next week, because tonight okay. Actually going to a fly club meeting. Going to see Ryan Fortier there, our local area biologist, going to be giving us some hot spots to think about. I know one little teaser that I can throw out there that he just we had a nice phone conversation the other day, kind of trying to get some of these old historic lakes replanted.
Cool.
As I'm sure a lot of you have seen, like the one in the middle of Elbow Coulee, the ones up Finley, Dead Horse. A lot of these have kind of regrown after the fire. I think maybe the slope's not saturated as much. That's kind of running into there. They may only last for a handful of years again, or this may be a greater trend. You never know. So we were talking about getting some of those old historic plants going. Definitely, if you want to egg him in that direction, you can always give him a call. But he seemed
up tonight. I mean, we're talking on Tuesday, so is that the high school?
This is one of those awesome ones. I'm really stoked we're starting to do it at the Three Bears. So we have awesome, like a nacho bar. We can have, something to drink. And and it's comfortable. So it's a cool move that we've been doing with the Fly Club. Okay. We're always looking for new members. If you missed tonight's event, you can always check it out. I made a Facebook page for them there. So you can just look up Metau Fly Fishers Club on Facebook. Cool. Send us a message there. We'd love to have more people involved because it's a great organization for sure. They do a lot of cool stuff around here.
Yeah.
But one of the things he did mention, though, that there were some jumbos put into Frost Lake. One of our little local, whenever I talk about that one, I got to throw out there, be kind to the people that live like 5 feet off that road. Seriously, like go in there slow, keep the dust down. It is a catch and keep, Blake, but man, I sure like to put them back because they're not super tasty, but they are a great picture.
Yeah.
And other people would love to get into some of those fish too. So Frost is a year rounder. Leader is a year rounder. The gate or the roadblock has been taken away. I think they were just kind of worried about the state of the road being a little soft through the thaw. Mm-hmm. And now that it's kind of set up, go ahead and drive on in there. That one's a Discover Pass one, remember? But that will be a good one for early spring. I love going in there for crappie in the early spring. You can count on them still biting in the cold water. I like, them and like a lot of other things. Just a balance leech under an indicator. And I like these snap-free indicators I've started using in the last couple of years. They allow you to set your stuff anywhere from, a foot under the indicator to, 20, 30 feet down.
Yeah.
And so I just put one of those suckers on. It's the last thing I was using to catch bass last year, and I bet it'd be the first thing you could get some nice crappie on.
It's a good plan.
And so, look at that one. Just look in your books there. You got a lot of others that are year round. Davis is another one that I could mention there for sure. Patterson is just now ice free. But check the regs there. There's a lot that never closed. There's a lot that opened at the beginning of April. And we'll talk about all the other ones that going to be lowland openers here next week. And I want to give a shout out to all the people that came out to the 101.
I was going to ask you about that.
We had a great time at the Freestone. Every time I go out there, I'm super stoked on that place and that we have it here. I know the heli skier folks are probably stoked in the wintertime, and the fishers, like me, it's just such a cool place. I mean, the lodge was closed, but we were still able to go fish around the pond, do our lessons, had some really enthusiastic, great folks come out, learn a lot, catch not only their first, but second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth fishes. We did really good.
So you had some new folks.
Yeah, brand new folks.
Excellent.
And just got them fired up. I mean, exactly what I was looking for, folks that were wanting to get into it, wanting to be stoked about it, and us being able to say, you should be stoked about it. It's fun, and here's what we do.
Best fun.
Yeah, so we got to meet up at Jack's Hut after that.
Cool.
Ruined my peanut butter and jelly sandwich the moment I smelled that pizza walking in the door. That had to stay in the truck because, God, that place is nice. But they do kind of, you know, put it right in front of your face there at
yeah,
the bar.
Yeah, no, it's good. And they have gluten-free crusts, yeah. too, by the way, in case, you know.
And good beer on tap.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's an easy sell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, if you want to look into booking a trip, get yourself on the schedule. I am starting to book them. You can go ahead and get a hold of me. But I want to thank our good friends over there at North 40, whose special this week is the Balanced Leech, $1.99.
Wow.
There again, I'm not even going to tie them for that much. I'm just going to go buy them. So check them out for any of that gear you need. You can also get a hold of them and order your stuff at north40flyshop.com. And hey, y'all, take care of each other. Get a hold of me if you need to on the old interwebs at metalflyfishing at gmail.com, Fly Fishers Pro Shop for the blog or podcast. And you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Take care of one another and get that fish right on.
Fish on. I'm going fishing. My mama going fishing and the baby going fishing too.